Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and today we're talking about what it means to be hurt. And I'm recording this, actually, just down the street from a community that is starting to heal. It's a chilly afternoon at the Salvation Army Center in Spanish Harlem. Here, the Red Cross has set up a shelter for East Harlem residents who were displaced by a gas explosion that took down two apartment buildings. At least 8 people were killed and dozens more were displaced. A majority of those sheltered at the Red Cross are Latinos. Many speak only Spanish. Many are undocumented, like longtime East Harlem resident Benjamin Mendoza.
Ya, pero cuando pasamos esa cosa, lo que me preocupaba uno por mi niño.
Benjamin spent an hour looking for his son after the gas pipe explosion that broke all the windows in his apartment, and they finally found him. Inside the shelter now, he waits with neighbors and family members for services from city agencies like the Housing Preservation Department and the Homeless Services Agencies. He doesn't speak English, so Benjamin relies on translators and bilingual officials who are on site.
Anyone affected by this tragedy will be helped, anyone, regardless of immigration status.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio at a church service in Spanish Harlem.
And it's very important to get that message out. I ask all of you to help spread that word clearly to people.
City officials and immigration activists want people to know they won't be turned over to immigration authorities if they seek help. Outside the shelter, Red Cross spokesperson Michael de Vulpierre clarifies.
We don't share information about people's immigration status with authorities. We respect the client's confidentiality.
The Mendoza family knows this very well. Mendoza went to his daughter's school, where they guided the family to the Red Cross shelter. Immigration activist Melissa McCrum, who works with the grassroots organization Make the Road, says New York City is a national example in disaster relief for immigrants.
New York City is way ahead of the rest of the country in making sure that they include undocumented immigrants in recovery assistance.
Having a U.S. citizen who's part of the family makes them eligible for more disaster relief programs. McCrum says in general, undocumented immigrants aren't eligible for longer-term federal programs. Local programs might be friendlier to them, but getting information to the undocumented can be difficult, especially, she says, for those most at risk.
Yeah, I think the folks that are especially at risk are single people or couples that don't have any children, or single people or couples that have children that were not born in the United States. Also having children that are in the school system that create this connection between the family and the institutions that exist within the city lowers people's vulnerability.
Benjamin Mendoza and his family are now in a temporary apartment in East Harlem. And community activist McCrum says she's hopeful that new initiatives like a city ID card for all New York City residents, regardless of their status, will help.
I think that'd be a really huge step forward in creating this environment of trust. It's one thing to say, hey, you're eligible for this. It's another thing to say, look, we've recognized you guys. You have all the credentials you need to access these resources. I do think that's an important step forward in building the trust between the city and the undocumented community.
For now, our thoughts go out to our neighbors in Spanish Harlem, who lost family and friends in the explosions.